This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams in for David Brancaccio. Richmond, Virginia has one of the highest eviction rates in the country. A research project from Princeton University looked at about 30,000 communities nationwide and found that in Richmond, more than 10% of renters are evicted every year. Advocates there are working to change that statistic through a new coalition. Megan Pauly with WCVE in Richmond takes a look at some of their efforts.
The Richmond Youth Host Home Program works with young people ages 18 to 24 who are homeless. Many of them have been evicted. They're paired with families willing to provide a place to stay for a few days or even a few years. Elaine Williams moved in with a host family 5 years ago when she was 19. She first experienced homelessness in middle school and lived with a friend for a while until that friend's family was evicted from their home. She remembers the day her host parents, Larry and Nancy Tingle, told her she could stay with them.
And that was like the life-changing moment for me because I've never heard that before.
Nancy Tingle says it's been great hosting Williams.
I didn't realize how stable my life had been. And I just assumed that everybody had that. So it's been a real learning experience for us.
The Tingles don't receive a check for lending a helping hand, though some host programs in other parts of the country do offer some kind of compensation. Beyond this effort, other local groups are working to help prevent eviction altogether.
Eviction really is hugely disruptive to families.
That's Heather Crislip with Housing Opportunities Made Equal. She's asked the city for close to $500,000 to pilot a voluntary eviction diversion effort. It would provide families that have received eviction notices with about a month's worth of rent. According to Princeton's research in 2014, Richmond residents were evicted because they owed an average of $990 in back rent. Martin Wegbright is with the Central Virginia Legal Aid Society.
That unexpected car repair, that unexpected emergency room visit for your child, things happen.
For Elaine Williams, living with a host family helped her finish college.
When I'm able to, I want to pay this for it. Like, I want to be able to give back.
Her degree is in social work, and she wants to be a community organizer. In Richmond, Virginia, I'm Megan Pauly for Marketplace.